Welcome to your daily devotional, October 17th. Help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 is our text, but we're going to read from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're reading this today, chances are that you recognize that you need some divine help to get through your day and deal with certain people, relationships, and situations in your life. Good news! Jesus the Savior is ready and willing to act for you with sympathy, grace, and mercy. He will provide for you help in time of need. First, the Lord has sympathy because he understands the difficulties of the human condition. He does not leave anyone who seeks help to be eaten up by the world. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children who will not lie." So he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 8 and 9. Second, God the Savior brings and offers grace. He gives us what we do not deserve. We have all sinned, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Third, Jesus offers you and I mercy. Mercy is a form of love directed to the needy. It is not giving us what we do deserve. David prayed this great psalm of mercy, Psalm 86, when he was looking for divine help in time of need. May it help you also today. Psalm 86 reads as follows. We're going to read it in its entirety. It's 17 verses. Bow down your ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.